I have Hannah Weisar on the line with the Two Harbors Public Library News. Welcome to the radio, Hannah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Right. All right, so you know the drill, huh?
At least mostly.
What is your role at the Two Harbors Public Library?
I am the library aide. So I do a lot of checking in, a lot of checking out, making library cards, answering questions, helping people find new books when they get stumped and, you know, need a little help finding a new author or a new series. So I kind of do a variety of things behind the scenes and to help the patrons.
Oh, that's fabulous. And how long have you been with us here in Two Harbors?
Let's see here. It's been a year and a half. There's a library?
Yeah. Great. Because you have a teaching background, correct?
Sort of. I've done some substitute teaching. I actually have a ministry degree, so it can apply in a lot of ways in the community.
Okay. Fabulous. Let's get down to business. What do you have for us for 2024 at the Two Harbors Public Library?
Well, since it's January, we have just kicked off the winter reading program.
Mm-hmm.
And that started January 2nd. It's going to go all the way through February 29th, so you have plenty of time to come by the library and grab a bingo sheet. Or if you prefer to do things online, you can go to our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, and get the link to the Beanstack site, or you can go and get the Beanstack app on your phone. If you have any questions about any of that, come in and talk to us or give us a call. So basically we have a bingo sheet, and there are a variety of activities on that bingo sheet along with minutes. So it's in 30-minute increments. Anything you read counts, whether it's a magazine, newspaper, audiobook, regular book. If you read to somebody, that counts also for time.
Nice.
A variety of, variety of things to give you, you know, some spice of life in your winters. We're kind of stuck inside.
Right. And there's so many rules with everything else, and you guys try and make it so simple. It's like, just read.
Right. Exactly. Just read. There's a few directional ones, such as, you know, try a book you would not normally read.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't ask you, if you don't like it, don't finish it. It's okay. We just ask you to try something new.
Yeah.
You know, down to other activities, like rereading a favorite childhood book, etc. So, and it's just a regular bingo when you get a diagonal or a cross or an up and down all the way to blackout, because you can come in and get up to 11 prizes.
Wow.
So whenever you get a bingo or multiple bingos, come on in. And we've got a variety of prizes. We've got all kinds of fun things for adults. We have hot drinks like tea and hot chocolate, stickers, washi tape, fun pins. Like, we have some glitter gel pins.
Nice.
Anybody remembers those? Yes.
Yeah.
And they're in really fun, bright colors, all the way down to our very popular bag clips. And then for kids, we have some glow-in-the-dark dinosaur things. These, you know, those multicolor pins that you click them down. We have those, which are always popular.
Oh, my gosh. They still make those?
They do, actually.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my gosh. How old do you have to be to get one of those?
Well, sadly, just for kids.
Okay.
We tried finding the fun pin alternative for the adults. So, yeah, we've got all kinds of fun things in the prize boxes for the kids and teens and adults.
That's so fabulous. And I bet the Friends of the Library had a big part in helping out with the prizes.
Yes, they did. They are so generous and good to us.
That's fabulous. Yes, yes, yes. All right. So you are open now, and you are ready to take registrants. You can just register there. You don't need to have a library card, but you can certainly sign up for a library card. How does that work?
So, if you need a library card, come in with a photo ID. If on your photo ID you don't have your current address, bring in some mail, like from the city or a bill or a, you know, something a little bit more official with your current address, and we can get you hooked up with a totally free library card.
Sweet. All right. And when are you open, and how can listeners get in touch with you at the library?
Yeah. So we are open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9:30 to 5. We are open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11:30 to 7. So that's kind of our later day to catch people who might be at work until 5. And then our website is twoharborspubliclibrary.com. And you know what? I can't remember our phone number off the top of my head.
834-3148.
Yes, that sounds right.
I wrote it enough times on DVDs. And
yes, yes.
That's, and you can always give us a call here and we can hook you up with that as well.
Yep, so absolutely.
Yeah, phone books, you know, the last phone book I saw probably weighed like as much as a feather, and there was probably like 8 pages in it.
Right? I know, they're so small anymore.
Right, but you have them at the library. So boom.
Exactly. We are a wealth of resources for the community.
Yes, you are. Anything else going on that listeners need to know?
I can't think of anything. That's our big thing this month.
Yep.
We have events listed both on our Facebook and on our website. So go check those out and come see us at one of our library programs.
Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you so much, Hannah. We are going to have fun in the next couple months when you are calling in, sharing library news.
Yes, thank you.
All righty, you did great.
Thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, sounds good, Michelle.
Yep, have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
All righty, bye. Hannah Weiser with the Two Harbors Public Library. She'll be calling in on the third Thursday of the month and keeping us posted on what's happening.